Okay, this share should be a zuchus for refuah shleima for all the Jews in Klal Yisrael who are affected by the virus. It should be a zuchus for all the Jews families that are in quarantine. It should be a zuchus for all of Klal Yisrael. There should be no more illness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the geula b'mehera v'yameinu. In order to discuss this topic of how exactly to fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar if a person is in quarantine, we first have to go through the basics for the mitzvah of Zachar in general, and then we'll be'ez Hashem get back to the the creative solutions that we can have for what a person is supposed to do if they can't make it to shul to hear Zachar. So we'll go through be'ez Hashem the makor for reading Parsha Zachar, the way that we do, what's the purpose of this mitzvah, what's the nature of this mitzvah, if women are obligated in this mitzvah of Zachar, when exactly is it supposed to be done, does Zachar need a minyan in order to be accomplished, what do you have to say exactly in order to be Yotzei? Can you say Zachar from a Chumash? Do you need a Sefer Torah specifically? And then Be'ez Hashem will go through, what do you do for a person who can't make it to Shul? Okay, so for starters, what is the Makor for Zachar? What's the basis for this mitzvah? So if you take a look at the Sifra in Parshas B'chukosai, the Sifra points you, the Sifra explains the Psukim in Kiseitze, the Psukim of Zachar, where the Psukim in Kiseitze, Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Yitzayin, say, Zachor es asher asal lecha Amalek. Remember that which Amalek did. But then at the very end of those Psukim, what do the Psukim say famously? Timche es zecher Amalek, mitach es hashemayim, lo tishkach, you shouldn't forget. So wait a second, what's going on over here? Why does the Torah say, lo tishkach, don't forget, but it also says, remember. What's the purpose over here? So what the Sifra explains is that lo tishkach is a mental note. The Torah is saying, don't forget this. This is something you have to do. Embed this in your minds. Make sure not to forget this. Store this in your personal and your national conscience. But when the Torah says Zachar, what's the Torah getting at? This is something you actually have to verbalize. You have to verbalize something. What do you have to verbalize? So that's actually up for discussion. If you look at the Ramban on the Torah, the Ramban on those psukim right away says, I'm not exactly sure what you're supposed to be saying over here, but I'll tell you what I think you're supposed to do. And he gives a suggestion, and then ultimately he says what he thinks the mitzvah is. He says the mitzvah, he thinks, is that you're supposed to tell over to your kids, don't forget this. Amalek did this really terrible thing. We have a mitzvah to destroy them. And so that's why we have to remember this. For the Ramban, it's all about remembering what Amalek did and that therefore we have a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. Similarly, somewhat similarly, is the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and also the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSei Kuf Peites, that's where he says that we're supposed to arouse this hatred in ourselves. We're supposed to keep the hatred, keep the sinna alive in ourselves. That we're supposed to arouse ourselves with these psukim in order to ultimately do battle. And when you look in the Sefer, when you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, interesting that that's where he has the mitzvah of Zachar. And that's the parak, actually, where he discusses Muhammad's mitzvah, discusses the Muhammad, the mitzvah to wipe out the seven nations. After that mitzvah, after the discussing mitzvah, says, say, l'hachim shiva amin, the very next mitzvah, the very next halacha, the Rambam says, v'chein mitzvah, says, say, l'abid zecher amalek. And likewise, there's a mitzvah, says, say, to wipe out zecher amalek. And shenemar, timcha zecher amalek. And then there's a mitzvah to remember this constantly, the terrible things that they did, in order so that we keep that hatred, we arouse that hatred, we keep the hatred alive. In other words, again, the Rambam seems to link this idea of Zachar is very much interconnected with what it's supposed to segue into, the Muhammad to wipe out Amalek. Now, interestingly, is the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, by the way, and that's why women are excluded from this mitzvah. The women are excluded from the mitzvah of Zachar. Why? They're excluded from the mitzvah of Zachar because the whole purpose of Zachar is that it leads into Milchama. And so if there's no mitzvah for women to do Milchama with Amalek, therefore they have no mitzvah to do Zachar. Now, interestingly, the Maril Diskin disagrees. The Maril Diskin actually says the women do have an obligation in Zachar because they are obligated in the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, of wiping out Amalek. So Now wait a second. What's the Sefer Chinuch mean then? Why would anybody think that women are excluded from the mitzvah of mochava? In fact, there are gemaras that say that when there's a mochava, everyone's got to get out and help. So what the Avnei Nezer explains, if you take a look in the Shalas Teshuvas, the Avnei Nezer explains where the Sefer Chinuch is coming from. This is in Chelek Arachayim, Simon Tav Kof Tes, where the Avnei Nezer says that wiping out Amalek, killing Amalek, is a mitzvah sasei shas man grama. It's a time bound mitzvah. Why is it a time bound mitzvah? Because you can't do it on Shabbos. If you're confronted with an Amaleki on Shabbos, you don't compromise on Shabbos in order to kill the Amaleki. And so therefore, it's a time bound mitzvah. If it's a time bound mitzvah, women are excluded. And so therefore, this explains the chinuch. This explains the idea that if women are excluded from the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek, therefore they are excluded from the mitzvah of Zachar. Okay, now, that's as far as the basic makar for the mitzvah of Zachar. That's as far as the basic nature of this mitzvah of Zachar, what exactly we're trying to do. Now, wait a second then. When is Zachar supposed to be done? We know when we do it, but when are you supposed to do it? So interestingly, note the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah said that what is the mitzvah? Shenomer zeh b'chol eis v'eis. That we're supposed to say this all the time. And if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, he's pretty consistent. He says, u'mitzvah sasei lizkor tamid ma'asav ha'ra'im v'arivaso. You're supposed to recall this constantly. So it sounds like for the Rambam, this is not a once a year thing. Not only that, that's the Rambam. If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, what he says is even more interesting. What the Sefer HaChinuch says, the El Hazachira Hazos, Belev Ubapeh, this Zachir that we're talking about, Lo Yidanu Ba, Zaman Kavu B'Shana, O Bayom. I don't know that if there's a set time of the year or by day, like you find by Yitzias Mitzrayim. We know that Zachir Yitzias Mitzrayim is something we're supposed to do every single day. I don't know that there is such a thing when it comes to Zachar. But, says the Sefer HaChinuch, I know that the idea over here is that you're not supposed to forget about what Amalek did. And so therefore, you got to make sure that either once a year or once every 2 or 3 years, you do Zachar. You have to make sure to recall this. Okay, so according to the Rambam, it's constant. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, it's something that you do just to make sure that you don't forget once a year, once every 2 or 3 years. But then you look at the smack. When you look at the smack says, this is in mitzvah Kuf Mem Zayin. The smack says that the mitzvah of Zachar says Shir Atzal Lecha Malek, that the mitzvah to Lizkor Ma'aseh Malek is B'Shabbos Shelifnei Purim Shemaskin Parsha Zachar. Says that's the mitzvah that we do it on the Shabbos before Purim. That's the mitzvah of Zachar. So the question is, where's that coming from? Why would it need to be on the Shabbos before Purim? And in fact, if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah in Daf Resh Pei, over there, the Mishnah Berurah gives you an explanation that is based on these psukim of Nizkar and Vinasim in Megillah. That we know that in the Megillah's Esther it says that Nizkarim Vinasim, Vayoma Eila Nizkarim Vinasim. So you see that there's supposed to be the Zechira of Amalek before the Maisa of Amalek. Now what's the idea over here? So take a look at the Lavash. If you look in the Lavash, this is from Mordechai Yaffe. We've discussed him in the past, from Mordechai Yaffe. He came along and he took a look at what the Rav Yosef Karo did. Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef was supposed to go through all of Shas and gather together and distill the Psak Halacha using the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, and giving you Psak Halacha, but it's pretty lengthy. So as a Chazara Sefer, the Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So the Lavosh took a look at what the Beis Yosef did, and the Lavosh said, well, the Beis Yosef is too long and the Shulchan Aruch is too concise. So I have to write a work that's just in the middle, that's just perfect, that gives you enough background to understand what's going on in the sugya, but also gives you very concise psakim. So that's why he wrote the Lavush. So this is the Mordechai. Mordechai was a Talmud of the Maram in Rutenberg. He was tragically murdered in the Rheinfleisch. So the Lavush writes the idea over here. He says, if you would have asked me, the truth of the matter is that it doesn't really make sense that we do Zachar when we do it. If you would have asked me, I would have said to do it in Iyar. Why would I have said to do it in Iyar? Because that's when the Muhammad with Amalek was. The Muhammad with Amalek was in Iyar, so why don't we do Zachar then? The answer is that there is no set time during the year, at least on a Daraisa level. But it was given over to the hands of Chazal to determine if there should be a time during the year to do this. And so in the times of Mordechai, Mordechai and his Beis Din got together and they said, it makes a lot of sense to do Zachar right before Purim. And that's what we have in the Megillah. When the Megillah says, Nizkarim v'Na'asim, we should recall and we should do. So we have the Zecher for Amalek first, that's Parshat Zachar, and then subsequent, we have Purim, the story of Purim, where Amalek is actually wiped out. Okay, so just to keep track of where we are. For starters, we discussed the basic makar for Parshas Zachar, for the idea of Zachar, that we pointed to the Sifra in Parshas Bechukosai, where we see that the pasuk says Zachor and Lo Tishkach. Lo Tishkach is something that's mental. Zachor is something that you're supposed to verbalize. What's the nature of this mitzvah? We discussed the Rambam and the Ramban. The idea of this mitzvah is that it's something that's supposed to ultimately culminate with wiping out Amalek physically. And because of that, the Sefer Chinuch thought that women are excluded from this mitzvah. The Avnei Nezer explained that that's because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman rama, therefore women are excluded from war, and if they're excluded from Muhammad, then therefore they're excluded from Zachar. And Maril Diskin disagreed with that because he thinks the women are included in the mitzvah to do war. Okay, fine. But either way, Zachar is something that culminates with Muhammad Samalik, with wiping out Amalek. When exactly is Zachar supposed to be done? So we talked about the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Bechol Eis Ve'Eis, or Lizkor Tamid Ba'asav. You find in the Sefer Chinuch, he says, there is no set time. I don't know of any set time, but you just got to make sure that you don't forget once every year, once every 2 or 3 years. But then we get to the Smak. The Smak says you do it before Purim. What's the idea to do before Purim? So then we have the Mishnah Berurah, we have the Levush. The Levush brings home this idea that it makes sense that really there is no set time on the Raisa level. But that the Beis Din, Mordechai got together with his Beis Din, and they established, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense that this is something that we should be doing right before Purim. We are linking the ideas of wiping out Amalek, and so that's what we have in the Megillah, Nizkarim V'Na'asim. Okay, so now let's just try to figure out for a few minutes, does doing Zachar, does the reading of Zachar require a minyan? So this is actually interesting. This is where we get to the Baal HaTosafot's perspective and the Rashi and Brachos. If you recall, there's a famous story in Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin Mem Beis. The Gemara there discusses the story of Ma'aser B'Rebbe Eliezer. The Gemara says that there was one time Rebbe Eliezer went to shul and there wasn't a minyan. They were just short of one fellow to be in the minyan, and well, it was a good thing Rabbi Eliezer had his slave, he had his Eved Kanani on handy, and so he freed him. He freed him in order to make him a Ben Chorim so that he could join to make the minyan. So the Gemara says, how could he possibly do that? How could he free his slave? I thought the Pasuk says, Lo'olam hem savodu, you are forever supposed to use the Eved Kanani as a slave. How could you possibly free him? How could he possibly compromise on this mitzvah saseh of Lo'olam hem savodu in order to make the minyan? So the Gemara explains, well, ultimately, the Gemara says, mitzvah the rabbim shani. The mitzvah for the rabbim, for the tzibor, is different. So the Rishonim tried to figure out, what does that mean, mitzvah the rabbim shani? So the rush on the spot, the rush over there in Brachos, if you take a look in the rush, this is the rush in Terek Zion over there, in Simen Chaf. The rush says, what's the mitzvah drama we're talking about over here? Well, first of all, there is a mitzvah to sanctify God's name. There's a mitzvah of Vinak Dashi B'Soch B'nei Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be sanctified through Klal Yisrael. How do we do that? We do that by getting a minyan together and doing things of Kedusha. So says the Rush, and this is the part that we need. The Rush says, don't tell me that it means in this Gemara that they were getting together to make a minyan in order to do Parsha Zachar. Don't tell me that we needed to be doing something that's a daraisa like that. Even if they were getting together to do something that's darabanan, to do something like saying Baruch Hu, that also would have been grounds enough to free his slave in this case. That's also considered to be a mitzvah derabbah. In other words then, according to the Rush, what do you see? You see that the mitzvah of Zachar is a din d'oraisa, and that you need a minyan when you do this mitzvah. Now, do you see quite from the Rush that you need a minyan in order, on a d'oraisa level, that biblically you need the minyan there in order to perform the mitzvah? I didn't really see it so much, but the Trumas Hadeshim did. If you take a look, the Trumas Hadeshim, that's from Yisrael Isserlin. Interesting, the Rush, There are gloss. There are Hagos on the Rashi. The Hagos Hashri. The Hagos Hashri is the great grandfather of the Truman Sedeshin. Truman Sedeshin is Yisrael Isserlin. He is a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Truman Sedeshin says that if you take a look at that Rashi, it's clear from that Rashi that you need a minyan in order to perform, in order to accomplish the mitzvah of Zachar on a level d'oraisa. That's what he takes out from that Rashi. Not only that, the Truman Sedeshin goes so far as to say that if you have an option, that if you're in a small little village and you don't have a minyan, or you don't have a way of performing, of fulfilling the mitzvah of Megillah with a minyan, and you have one of two options. You can either go in to the big city in order to spend Shabbos with them to do Parshas Zachar with a minyan, or you can go in later to do go in later to the big city in order to get Mikra Megillah with a minyan. The Truman Sedeshin says, I know the common practice is that everyone is going in to the big city to do Megillah with a minyan. That's not the way that it should be. Really, you see from here that Zachar is a din d'oraisa, that you need, that it's not just that Zachar is a din d'oraisa, you need a minyan on a d'oraisa level, and that's what you see from this Rosh, and therefore it's much more important to make sure that you go into the big city to have the minyan for Parshas Zachar than to go in to the big city to hear the Megillah with a minyan. So that's the opinion of the Rosh, or at least the Rosh as is understood by the Truman Sedeshin, that according to the Rosh, you need a minyan in order to be able to accomplish Zachar. Now, we do already know, we mentioned briefly before, the opinion of the Baal HaTosfos in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, the Baal HaTosfos in Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, or the opinion of Baal HaTosfos in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, that's where they mentioned that Zachar is one of the only Kriyas HaTorahs that's a din d'oraisa. Now, obviously, if you're performing Kriyas HaTorah, we know that from the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, there, the Gemara, the Mishnah over there, gives you a whole list of things that are Davar Shebekdushas. These are things that, because they are Davar Shebekdushas, they require a minyan to be done. What's on the list? One of the things that's on the list is Kriyas HaTorah. So you need a minyan in order to be able to perform, in order to do Kriyas HaTorah, and that's actually how we pask in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Kufim Gimel, in Simon Kufim Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need a minyan in order to perform, in order to do Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, but either way, that's the opinion of the Rosh. Now, remember, this is the Rosh as understood by the Truman Sedeshin. The Rambam apparently disagreed, right? The Rambam seems to say this is something that you're telling yourself constantly, or the Ramban, this is something that you're telling over to your kids. It doesn't seem like you need a minyan for them. So how do we paskin, though? So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim, Tafresh Pehe Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim Sheparshas Zachar Uparshas Paraduma Chayavim Lekaram Midar Raisa, that there's a chiyuv to read them on the Raisa level. Ulefichach Bnei Yeshuvim She'en La Minyan, if you have the people in the villages who don't have a minyan, they have to come to the place where they have a minyan on these Shabbosos in order to hear them, because they are d'oraisa. In other words, how is the Mechaber paskening? How is the Shulchan Aruch paskening? He's paskening straight up, like the Truman Sedeshin, who, based on his understanding of the Rosh. Now, what happens, though, if it's not possible to come to a minyan? What are you supposed to do? So there you have the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe quotes Rav Isaac Tirnow. Rav Isaac Tirnow was one of the Rabbanim in Germany in the 1400s who was preserving the Minhagim of Germany. And so over there, so he wrote a Sefer Minhagim, and the Ramah quotes him all the time. So Rav Isaac Tirnow writes that what do you do if you don't have a minyan? So if it's not possible to get to those big cities, you should at least lane Zachar with a truck, with appropriate truck. That's what he says to do. But Lemaisa, what you see from the Shulchan Aruch is that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Truman Sedeshin, and the Ramah giving you an alternative. What are you supposed to do if you can't actually get into the city? Now, who takes on the Truman Sedeshin? The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham does not like this Truman Sedeshin. The Magen Avraham says, I don't really understand why you need to do that. I think there's another way to satisfy this mitzvah. And we're going to come back to this Magen Avraham. But either way, for now, what you see is that do you need a minyan in order to accomplish the mitzvah of Zachar? From the Rosh and from the way that the Truman Sedeshin paskins, it seems pretty clear that you do. The Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like this Truman Sedeshin. and that if you're in a village and you don't have a minyan, you have to go in to the big city in order to get hold of a minyan. The Rambam doesn't necessarily seem to be holding this way in Sefer Mitzvahs, neither does the Ramban on the Torah. But that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in like the Trumas Hadeshah. Okay, so far what do we discuss? We discussed the basis for Parshas Zachar, for the mitzvah of Zachar. We discussed the nature of this mitzvah according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban, that is supposed to lead to wiping out Amalek physically, whether women are obligated in this mitzvah or not. We discussed when during the year Zachar is supposed to be done. We talked about the opinion of the Rambam, that is Bechol Eis Ve'Eis, the opinion of the Sefer Chinuch, that you just have to make sure not to forget it, so once a year or once every 2 or 3 years. But then we have the opinion of the Smak, and the way that we basically paskin is that we do it every single year before Purim. We discussed also, does the Zachar need a minyan in order to be accomplished? So we have the opinion of the Rush, as understood by the Trumas Hadeshah, that in fact it does. But on the other hand, the Ramban don't seem to hold that way. But in Pesach Halacha, Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Trumas Hadeshah, that you need a minyan in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar. Question is, what exactly do you have to say in order to be yotzei this mitzvah? And I'm saying a little bit more than what we're talking about before. We know that from the Rambam before, the Rambam seemed to say that this is a message from the Pesukim that you're supposed to be saying to yourself to keep alive the sinah. And we know, similarly, we know that the Ramban also said that this is a message that you're supposed to be relating to the children, to tell them there's a mitzvah, we're supposed to be wiping out Amalek, you have to constantly remember what they did to us. Okay. But there's an interesting 2 or 3 shittas. Maybe we'll get to 1 or 2 of them that we find. First of all, we know that the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Tes says Zachar es Asher Asah. Right? The Mishnah over there says you're supposed to say Zachar, and this is something that we do in the form of Kriyas HaTorah. That's what it sounds like you're doing, right? From the Baalei Tosfos, it sounds like it has to be Kriyas HaTorah. But what's interesting is, what about using Mikra Megillah in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So interesting is that Ramban al HaTorah, the very same Ramban al HaTorah, said, I don't really know exactly what this mitzvah is all about, how you're supposed to go about performing the Zechira. The Ramban says, V'lo yudati mahi ha-zechira hazeh b'peh. I don't know exactly what this Zechira peh is. Im lomar, or im leimar, shenikra parshas Amalek b'tzibor. If it's that we're supposed to read parshas Amalek b'tzibor, v'nimtzino l'meida min ha-Torah b'shniya Zachar, in other words, the Ramban says that this would be a basis, if this were true, that Zechira, that the way that you're supposed to accomplish the mitzvah of Zechira is by relaying this, but see, relaying the parts of Amalek, then maybe this would be a basis for Mikra Megillah Min HaTorah. In other words, it seems like the Ramban is entertaining the idea that you can actually satisfy the mitzvah of Zachor by relaying Mikra Megillah. Now, that's just something that it's a possibility that he entertains. Ultimately, we know that that's not what he says. But there is a shita, there is a posik who does say that you can use Mikra Megillah in order to be yotzei the chiyuv of Zachar. Who? The Marcheshes. The Marcheshes is a sefer written by Rav Chanoch Egis. Rav Chanoch Egis was a major Talmud Chacham who was the Rav in Vilna. He learned in Volozhin. He was the Rav in Vilna, and he worked together with Rav Chaim Ozer Gizinski. So in his Sefer Marcheshes, Chelek Aleph, Simon Chav Beis, the Marcheshes writes that actually Mikra Megillah contains 2 mitzvahs that we're performing through Mikra Megillah. And he points to 2 Gemaras to help him with this, with developing this idea. There's the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that's what we referenced before, where the Gemara says that if you read the Megillah by heart, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah. The question is, how do you know that? So Rava said it's because there's a linkage between Ksovzos Zikaron Basefer and Vahyom Ma'ila Nizkarim. So the Pasuk in Megillas Esther says Vahyom Ma'ila Nizkarim, and the Pasuk in the context of the war with Amalek, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Benu Ksovzos Zikaron Basefer. So we see that there's a major interconnection between Megillas Esther and between Mechias Amalek. Now, on the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that's where Esther wants to include, wants Megillah's Esther to make it into the Sefer Tanakh. And so the Chacham say, I'm really sorry, but we're maxed out, unless we can find some basis for this in the Pesukim. And so what is the basis for this in the Pesukim? So the Gemara says, it's this Pasuk. The Pasuk is, what does Esther do? Shalchalem Esther lechachamim kisfunu ledaros. And they send back, Shalchula, halo kasafti lecha shileshim, shileshim v'larabim, until we find this Pasuk, ksov zos zikaron basefer. Now remember, ksov zos zikaron basefer is the Pasuk in Parshas Bashalach, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to write down this in a sefer. And so what we learn out is that this alludes, and it's a discussion in Tanakh how exactly we learn it out, but either way, this ultimately teaches us the idea to, this is how Esther knows that it's hinted to in the Torah that we should write down Megillas Esther, and that should be part of Sefer Tanakh. So now, so based on this, the Marcheshes understands that there's a fundamental similarity between Megillas Esther and between Michias Amalek. And what he ultimately develops based on this is that there are two mitzvahs embedded in Mikra Megillah. The first one is Pir Simanes, that you're supposed to publicize the great miracle that happened, and the second one is Zechiras Michias Amalek. And that's the way that you do it. The way that you do Zechiras Michias Amalek, according to the Marcheshes, is through Mikra Megillah. It is part and parcel of this pasuk of Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer, that you're writing down into Megillah's Esther is part of Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. And because it's fundamentally part of Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer, it's part of this mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. And it's true, there's another mitzvah packaged into it of Pir Simanes, but when you do Mikra Megillah, you're also doing Zechiras Mechias Amalek. That's the opinion of the Marcheshes. There's one more really fascinating opinion, and that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, we noted this Magen Avraham before. Remember, the Truma Zedeshin said that if you have an option to go in to be part of a minyan for Zachor, or to go in to be part of a minyan for Megillah, go in for Zachor, not for Megillah. And I know that all the communities are going in for Megillah, not for Zachor, but I'm telling you, Zachor is much more important to have a minyan for than for Megillah. The Magen Avraham takes on the Truma Zedeshin. The Magen Avraham says, actually, no, I can justify why people do what they do. And that's because there is a way to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zachor. How? By listening to Kriyas HaTorah on Purim morning. Kriyas HaTorah on Purim morning is Vayavo Amalek, and so if you listen to those psukim, that is a way of being yotzi the mitzvah of Zachor. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So you are able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zachor then, even without, and with a minyan, if you're going in for Mikra Megillah. Anyway, that's what the Magen Avraham says. So to summarize these opinions, for starters, when we talk about what exactly do you have to say in order to be yotze? Well, number one, we have the Rambam, who says it's a message to ourselves, it's a message, and the Ramban, it's a message to our kids, that we're supposed to be just keeping this sin alive until we actually get around to wiping out Amalek. We have the second opinion, which was a Havmina of the Ramban al Torah. It was something that he entertained. The Mikra Megillah could maybe be used to accomplish Zachor, but the Marcheshes, actually, Rav Chanoch Egis actually thinks that this is the case. The Mikra Megillah does accomplish Zechiras Mechias Amalek. And then we have the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that the way that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachor is through Ma'aseh Amalek, is by reading those Pesukim in Bishalach of Vayavo Amalek that we read on Purim morning. But ultimately we know that the way that we paskin in halacha, the way that we are ideally supposed to perform the mitzvah of Zachor, is by reading those psukim of Zachor. Okay. So now, if somebody asked you, does Zachor have to be read from a Sefer Torah, or can you use a chumash in order to read Zachor? So we already know most of the answer. For starters, we know that according to the Baalei Tosfos, according to the Rush, the Truma Zedeshin, we know that Zachor is a Kriyas HaTorah. It is the Kriyas HaTorah of the year that is Da'oraisa, and it requires a minyan. And so therefore, it's something that has to be done out of a Sefer Torah. Not only that, from the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, we know that over there, when in that same Gemara that we referenced a few minutes ago, where we have the linkage between Megillas Esther and Ksav Zos Zikaron Basefer. So we learn out that it has to be Basefer, that it's something that has to be out of a Sefer. And that's, in fact, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Pehei, Sivkat Yadalit, that is how he paskins. Not only that, he says that if you are a Yachid, he says, if you're in one of those towns that can't get hold of a minion, he says, it would be much better. When we say that you lane it, you're supposed to be laning it out of a Sefer Torah. That's certainly, he doesn't say it outright, but that's definitely the way that Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Ishi Yisrael understood that Mishnah Berurah. Interestingly, though, is Rav Sternbach. If you take a look at Rav Sternbach in Chuvas Van Haggis in Chelek Beis Shin Dalet Mem, so there he does entertain the possibility that it should be contingent on the Chiyuv Tzibur. In other words, when he is discussing over there the whether women have the obligation to go to shul in order to hear Zachar, one of the things that he entertains is that it could be that that depends on a chiyuv tzibur. Because women don't have a chiyuv tzibur, there's no chiyuv tzibur incumbent upon women to get together with a tzibur, to make up a tzibur, to hear the laning. It could be then that for women, all they would really have to do is just read out of Chumash. He even suggests that for Rav Nassim Nadler, remember, Rav Nassim Nadler was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, who told his Jewish, there was a Jewish girl who used to help out in the house. He told her, you have to go to hear the laning. So Rav Shermach suggests, maybe the only reason that he did that is that she was illiterate. She couldn't read. But certainly if she was able to read, maybe he would have just allowed her to read out of a Chumash. Although, we're not going to get into this now, but based on one of the shitos that we find in Balatosis and Shabbos, Kuftes Vav, Rav Shermach thinks that it might not actually be that way. It might not be sufficient to read out of a Chumash. It might be considered to be like reading about that. Okay, not for now. But either way, that is a possibility that he does entertain. And again, if you hold like the Rambam, it's not clear at all from the Rambam that you would need to read anything out of a Sefer Torah. But again, so what do we have so far? We discussed what's the basis for reading Zachar. We discussed the Sifrei, the Sifra from Parshas Bukhukosai. We discussed the nature of this mitzvah, the Ramban that is supposed to segue into Muhammad. We talked about the obligation of women in Zachar, that if you take the Sefer Chinuch, and you take the Rambam seriously, it sounds like Zachar is interconnected with Mechias Amalek, and therefore if you hold that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Amalek, of wiping out Amalek, then they're chayiv in the mitzvah of Zachar, at least on a deraisa level. We discuss when exactly Zachar is supposed to be done. We know that we do it right before Purim, but we know that the Rambam says Bechol Eis Ve'Eis. We know that the Sefer Chinuch says that there's no set time, that you do it once a year, once every 2 or 3 years, so that you make sure not to forget. We know that the Smach says to do it before Purim. We explain what exactly that was all about. We discussed whether Zachar needs a minion or not. We discussed the opinion of the Rush, the Trumas Hadeshin, the Rush as understood by the Trumas Hadeshin, that it does need a minion, and that's actually how we paskin in halacha. Then we talked about what it is exactly that you have to say in order to be Yotzi, the unique opinion of the Marcheshes, that in fact you could use Mikra Megillah in order to be Yotzi the mitzvah in theory, and also the opinion of the Magen Avraham that you could use Vayava Amalek, the Pesukim that we read on Purim morning, as a way to fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar. We also discussed whether you can use Zachar, whether to fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar, can you use a Chumash, or does it have to be out of the Sefer Torah? From the Malatosis, it seems that you definitely do. From the Gemara Megillah, it sounds like it has to be out of a Sefer, it has to be a Sefer Torah proper. We have Rav Shermach who entertained that it's possible that it'll depend on if there's a Chiyuv Tzibur. Maybe women could read it out of a Chumash, definitely the way that we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, like the Malatosis, is that it has to be it's like a Kriyas Torah. It has to be out of Sefer Torah. With the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it has to be out of Sefer Torah, even if there is no minion. Okay, that is the basic background for the mitzvah of Zachar. And so, in the next part, we're going to go through Be'ezras Hashem. What are you supposed to do for a person who can't make it to shul?